Well, speaking of broader markets, as we continue to track some of the earnings results that have been crossing in the past day, we're keeping an eye on shares of Nvidia moving lower after those latest quarterly numbers crossed. And for those, let's head over to Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Howley standing by. Dan?
That's right, Emily. We have a beat on the top and bottom line for Nvidia. They came in with $7.6 billion in revenue. That's above the $7.42 billion that analysts were expecting. They also obviously have $1.32 or $1.32 on adjusted EPS. That was ahead of expectations of $1.22. And they also beat on data center and gaming. One place where they fell short, though, was their automotive business. Analysts were expecting $152 million out of that, but they only came in with $125 million. Part of the problem for NVIDIA, obviously, as well as the other major chip companies, is the supply of chips that the company has. They would normally, some of the cards that are sold to consumers go between $400 upwards of $700, but those are being pushed well above the suggested retail price, some hitting as much as $1,000 at this point. It could also impact their data center. As far as the automotive side of things, I just want to point out that this morning, ahead of their earnings, they announced a multi-year agreement with Jaguar Land Rover. They will be providing the basically brains of the safety capabilities and autonomous capabilities for future Jaguar Land Rover vehicles from 2025 on. So a big announcement there. And then obviously this comes as the first report since NVIDIA and ARM decided to kill their deal, that $40 billion acquisition that NVIDIA was seeking of ARM from SoftBank. So a lot of big news here. You know, as far as the stock being down, I mean, they did beat on their Q1 estimates. They're seeing for Q1 roughly $8.1 billion. Analysts were only expecting $7.2 billion. So a solid beat there. So we're really going to have to look into more as to why the stock's down.
Absolutely. And again, seeing shares of NVIDIA down about 2% as we take a look at that stock in the after-hours session. But Yahoo Finance's tech editor, Dan Howley, thank you so much for that breakdown.